You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
You got that look in your eye, girl. You got that look.
What look is that?
Huh?
What look is that?
Like, what you about to do and why? Listen, we're here with the Marriage Matters Podcast. This won't be a real long one, but it's a very, very, very important subject. Look, we're talking about dealing with difficulties. Every relationship will have some type of difficulty. We don't wish nothing horrible on you, but we need to know how to get through these situations. And so when we have difficult times, first and foremost, we have to invite God into our relationship, into our situations, into our mindset. Difficult times, difficult things come about in every shape, way, or form. Sometimes it's a small argument. Sometimes it's finances. Sometimes it's, you know, whatever. It can be sickness. It can be something that can be difficult in your relationship. And look, we recognize that as we have communicated, we're trying to be master communicators to communicate what we're feeling, what we see, what we feel like God's revealing to us. Well, you know, we're able just to move forward in some areas. And so, look, we don't want people to give up. As a matter of fact, we stand in the gap, encouraging marriage and engagement and those who are, you know, dating to go ahead and realize that, look, it takes a lot of work, but even when difficult times come, that you're able to get through it and you're able to learn from it and just move forward. So just wanted to start this conversation about dealing with difficulties, because there's somebody that's listening that has had a difficult situation, marriage or relationship, and or will. And so we need to be equipped and be ready. So really, I think first off, we kind of should drill the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. And so how does prayer play in dealing with difficulties pertaining to your marriage or your engagement or even dating?
Yeah, I mean, prayer is key, because a lot of times in difficult situations, it's easy for us to just react. And a lot of times when we react, it comes across negatively. We might be afraid, we might be offended, we might be angry. And when we react it right in the midst of those situations, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to turn out very good. But if you can go into prayer and take time, just take time out to step back from the situation for a moment and ask the Lord in, invite him in to that situation, he can give you the right words. He can give you the peace that you need. He can change your perspective and allow you to see things differently, see things from your mate's perspective, and just kind of turn things around. And when you do that, then you can come back and be more effective and more productive in the midst of a difficult situation. And you can talk things out with your mate. You can communicate better. You can be clear about what you're feeling and what you're going through, and also be there and be level-headed to be a help to your mate and whatever they may be going through, because whatever they might be feeling or going through is valid, and you should value that. And when we just react and we don't take that time to go to God and invite him in, then we can take that situation to a whole nother level that it doesn't really need to go to. If we had brought God in the beginning, you know, right in the midst of that thing, and allowed him to work out some of those wrinkles, as you might say.
Mm-hmm. James talks about being quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And I'm something that I've failed at, but it's crucial and it's powerful. There's a righteous type of anger, enmity, and then there's just that anger that, you know, really messes us up. The thing that really, 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 really is blessing me is the fact that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And so a lot of times when we're looking at our spouse like the enemy, it's not really your spouse. Mm-hmm. It's, and be careful with what I'm saying, because everybody believes different things pertaining to even Christianity, different denominations, but we believe that it's wickedness that is trying to influence or to come in between or destroy your marriage relationship. And if we would be one up on our enemy and recognize that this is a trick and tactic from the evil one, that if we have that understanding, then we'll be able to recognize what we're fighting and not fight at our spouse or go at our spouse. We can identify if there is, you know, a division that's trying to creep in, and go ahead and pray in our prayer closet pertaining to, you know, coming against division, and then talking about focus and just being one up on the enemy, you know, being able to catch him even as he tries to get in your household and deal with your kids and your family, so forth and so on. So dealing with difficulties, prayer is huge, because it gets your heart and your mind, and gets you to flush out everything, to empty your cup, cry, laugh, pray, do whatever you need to do in your secret place. Another thing we recognize too is that we can't change our spouse. I don't try. We pray, we talk, we can share things because it's a part of us that can help encourage your spouse, but at the end of the day, they have that decision, that free will, and it's not our job to change. It's our job to pray and to be support pertaining to that.
Yeah. And even in the midst of that, you're absolutely right. We can't change our mate, but what we can do in prayer is ask the Lord to help us in the midst of that situation. You might be in a very difficult position in your relationship. Maybe you guys just are not seeing eye to eye. You may be arguing a lot, you know, whatever it might be. But if you would allow God in and ask him to help you in the midst of that situation, Lord, change my heart.
Yeah.
Change my attitude. Change the way I am responding in this situation. Help me to see things in a different way. Mm-hmm. Show me what I'm doing wrong. And take the focus off what your spouse, what you think your spouse is doing wrong or your mate is doing wrong. But turn the focus back to you and ask the Lord to help you in the midst of that situation. Because I believe that as the Lord works on you and works on your heart, and you receive whatever conviction he may be placing on your heart, then things can begin to turn around because your mindset and your attitude changes. As you become more positive, as you become more loving and more supportive and more forgiving, then eventually I believe your spouse will come around too. And your mate will begin to understand that, hey, you know, he or she, they're really trying to make this thing work. We're really trying to get through this. But when you continue to look for the wrong in the other person and point the finger, you're going nowhere fast, and you're just going to continue to butt heads and continue to have those arguments. But just take a step back and ask the Lord to begin to work in you and on you, and to give you the grace that you need and the peace that you need in the midst of what may be a storm. I believe he will give that to you.
That's great. We're talking about prayer, so I think we should, you know, do some praying. I said that this wasn't going to be a long segment, a long podcast, but I just want to encourage you as well. Increase your faith and stay away from negativity and negative people. It's toxic pertaining to your relationship. It's toxic. It's so much negativity out there. Stay positive, stay in faith, and just continue to fill yourself up. During those rough times and rough season, what we need to do is we need to be around people who have fruit on their tree pertaining to the different things that we've gone through. We don't need to go ahead and consult with someone who isn't happy, who don't plan on being happy. And the first thing and last thing that comes out of their mouth is can't, negative things, don't, and all this other stuff. So just remove yourself from that. Empty your cup, cry out to God, pray with your spouse, pray with somebody, get accountability, and continue to contend for greatness and believe God for greater. We speak life into your marriage, into your engagement, into your relationship, and we just speak right now that there's just going to be power pertaining to this thing. So God, we thank you right now for your anointing, for your power pertaining to this individual that is just listening to this podcast. We pray that you would just reach deep down inside. If there is a difficult situation that they've been dealing with, I pray that you would give them a strategic plan from heaven, that you would go ahead and just tell them what they need to do. Share it through the word, share it through this podcast, share it through another podcast or another video. Speak through your 66 books in your Bible, God. Thank you right now for even through the preach word, the taught word, whatever it may be, through nature, God, I pray, God, that you will give them affirmation and confirmation, that you would fill their cup up, that they would get excited and believe you for greater, for you can heal, you can do things. And I thank you for two willing people, husband and wife, that will be able to go and grow. We rebuke and bind any hand of the enemy, if there be any, and we just thank you for people who are sold out for the kingdom of God, that we thank you, God, for even their children's children, that we able to have a lineage, a mindset, a legacy of great, strong, healthy marriages. Even in this millennial generation, we speak blessings upon them and that they will continue to grow and know you like never before. So God, we thank you that their difficult situations, that they'll be able to count it all joy in their various situations, that every tear has been sown. I thank you that they're going to wake up and that they're going to have newness and gladness and oils of joy pertaining to them, and that you'll just bless them, enlarge their territory mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally. Just lift them up and cover them like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters, brought to you by Purpose-Filled Life Ministry. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram at Marriage is Forever. For more information on PFLM and how you can support its ministry endeavors, visit us online. Thank you.